This is the site of Lagoon Pocket Station. We are not stopping here for a handbrake, and we are not stopping here for a flat tire. We are stopping here to do a staff change. When travelling on a heritage railway like this, the word staff is not used in reference to personnel. Before radios and when the Rattler was first running, a system called the staff and ticket was used to ensure only one train was using a particular section of track at any one particular time. The staff is like a baton that the driver would have to pick up from the station and take with them on the train in order to proceed to the next station. Lagoon Pocket was a busy little station, loading timber, cream and passengers. The rail motor ferried children to and from the school here until the 1970s. Leaving Lagoon Pocket, the Rattler heads west, following the line and travelling through some exceptionally beautiful scenery. Panoramic views to the east include Kaibong, Gympie Airport, Mount Pinbara, Mount Karura, and at times, Black Mountain. Keep an eye out for these on the left-hand side during your travels. Very soon, we will pass to the underneath the Maryland Highway, Eastern Billboard. Slowing down to pass safely through the lovely little village of Dagon. Dagon Station was once a hive of activity in its day, with passengers, cream cans and giant fruit bins being loaded onto the train. Several timber mills operated successfully in the area, along with the Mary Valley Timbers on the right hand side provide all the hardwood sleepers for this railway line. On Sunday, the Rattler stops here at Dagon on the return trip, where passengers are treated to some wonderful hospitality at the Dagon station.